And this is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music. With threats to dismantle the Federal Department of Education as their backdrop, the California Teachers Association launched an effort yesterday to coordinate collective bargaining across school districts. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs explains.
Live Oak Teachers Association President Lauren Pomerantz said during a press conference she hopes coordinating demands will help teachers across the state get what they need. Historically, school districts have negotiated contracts with local teachers' unions individually, but now CTA chapters in 32 districts have aligned their contract dates. That includes Live Oak and Soquel Elementary in Santa Cruz County. The We Can't Wait campaign represents 77,000 union members statewide. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.
Monterey County soil testing has found abnormal levels of heavy metals near the Moss Landing battery plant fire. An Elkhorn sluice site had high levels of cobalt, nickel, copper, and manganese. The county's results line up with those of Moss Landing Marine Lab's marine geologist Ivano Aiello, who's noticed additional changes in the last few days.
One place that had less now has a higher concentration and vice versa.
Researchers still don't know how the metals will move through the ecosystem, and heavy rain adds another variable.
Eventually, what we want to study here is whether they're going to become bioavailable and bioaccumulate, so make their way all the way through the food web from the microbes to the sea otters.
That process could take years. In the meantime, Monterey County is continuing analyses and cautions the public to avoid direct contact with ash and fire debris. This is KAZU News. I'm Dylan Music.